Acts chapter 5.
There was a man named Ananias. His wife's name was Sapphira. Ananias sold some land which he had, and from the sale he gave some of the money to the apostles. But secretly he kept back part of the money for himself. His wife knew this. Peter asked him, "Ananias, why did you let Satan fill your heart? You lied to the Holy Spirit. You misused the sale price of the land. Before you sold the land, it belonged to you. Even after you sold it, you could have used the money any way you wanted. Why did you think of doing this evil thing? You lied to God, not to men." When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and died. Some young men came and wrapped up his body. Then they carried it out and buried it. Everyone who heard about this was filled with fear. About 3 hours later, the wife of Ananias came in, but she did not know what had happened to her husband. Peter said to her, "Tell me, how much money did you receive for your field? Was it this much?" Sapphira answered, "Yes, that was all we got for the field." Peter asked her, "Why did you and your husband agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Listen, do you hear those footsteps? The men who buried your husband are at the door. They will carry you out in the same way." At that moment, Sapphira fell down at Peter's feet and died. The young men came in and saw that she was dead. The men carried her out and buried her next to her husband. The entire congregation and all of the other people who heard about these things were filled with fear. The apostles did many miracles and powerful things among the people. The apostles were together in Solomon's porch. They all had the same purpose. None of the other believers dared to join the apostles, but all of the people were saying good things about them. And more people, men and women, were added to the group of those who believed in the Lord Jesus. People began to bring their sick people into the streets. They put their sick people on little beds and mattresses for Peter's shadow to touch them when he came by. They were coming from all the towns around Jerusalem. They brought their sick people and those who were bothered by evil spirits. All of these people were healed. The high priest and all of his friends, a sect called the Sadducees, became very jealous. They grabbed the apostles and put them in the public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the gates of the jail. The angel led the apostles outside and said, "Go and stand in the temple courtyard. Tell the people everything about this new life in Jesus." When the apostles heard this, they went into the temple courtyard. It was early in the morning. The apostles began to teach the people. The high priest and his friends came together. They called a meeting of the Jewish leaders and all the important older men of the sons of Israel. They sent some men to the jail to bring the apostles to them. When the guards came to the jail, they couldn't find the apostles there. So they went back and told this to the Jewish leaders. They said, "The jail was shut and locked. The guards were standing at the gates, but when we opened the doors, no one was in there." The captain of the temple guards and the most important priest heard this. They were confused. They wondered, "What will happen because of this?" Then another man came and told them, "Listen, the men you had put in jail are standing in the temple courtyard. They are teaching the people." Then the captain and his men went out and brought the apostles back. However, the soldiers did not use force, because they were afraid of the people. The people might become angry and kill the soldiers with stones. The soldiers brought the apostles to the Jewish council and made them stand before their leaders. The high priest questioned the apostles. He said, "We warned you never to teach with this man Jesus' authority. But look what you've done. You have filled Jerusalem with your teaching. You are trying to put the blame on us for the death of this man Jesus." Peter and the other apostles answered, "We must obey God, not men. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus from death. He is the one you killed, having hung him on a cross of wood. Jesus is the one whom God raised to his right side to be our leader and savior. God did this so that Israel could have the opportunity to change their hearts. Then God could forgive their sins. We saw all of these things happen. The Holy Spirit has shown you that we are telling you the truth. God has given the Spirit to those who obeyed him." When the Jewish leaders heard these words, they became very angry. They started to make plans to kill the apostles. One of the Pharisees in the Jewish council stood up. His name was Gamaliel. He was a teacher of the law, and all of the people respected him. he ordered the men to take the apostles outside for a few minutes. Then he said to the Jewish leaders, "Men of Israel, be careful of what you are about to do to these men. Remember when Theudas appeared? He claimed that he was an important man. About 400 men joined him, but he was killed. And all of the men who followed him were scattered. They were never able to do anything. Later, a man named Judas came from Galilee. It was at the time of the registration. He also led a group of followers away, but he was destroyed and all his followers were scattered. So now I tell you, stay away from these men. Leave them alone. If this plan or this effort comes from human beings, it will fail. But if this is from God, then you will not be able to stop them. You might even be fighting against God himself." The Jewish leaders then agreed with what Gamaliel said. They called in the apostles again. They whipped the apostles and commanded them not to talk to the people ever again about the name of Jesus. After that, they let them go free. The apostles left the Jewish council, but they were happy because they were given the honor of suffering dishonor for the name of Jesus. The apostles didn't stop teaching people. They kept on telling the people the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. Every day they did this in the temple courtyard and in each home.